Hey there, thanks for checking out this episode of Hear the Hustle, a podcast that was started in the aim of documenting the entrepreneurial journey. My name is Karan Karamchandani and I'm a freelancer based in Mumbai, and during this podcast, I talk about the daily process of going through the journey, as well as I include a few sit-downs with other entrepreneurs to talk about the lessons they've learned. Hey guys, welcome back to another video on this channel. Now, just a quick note on this. This is going to be documented as a podcast episode as well. So wherever you're hearing this, whether it might be on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, wherever it may be, I'm really glad to have you here. Firstly, number one, because this is a documentation episode. I'm not really sure if this might give you that much of value or context, but I'm just laying out exactly what I've been doing since the past few years. And you know how it's been going on. So for anyone who doesn't know me yet, my name is Karan Karamchandani. I'm a 18-year-old living in Mumbai. I'm a freelancer, basically running a marketing agency here in Mumbai, and we service mainly info product clients, e-commerce clients, SaaS companies, you know, a couple of service-based businesses as well, but mainly it comes to digital entrepreneurs. Again, we help them with the marketing and the systems and processes and basically scaling them up to impact their customers with their products and services. So essentially, that's what we basically do. And we're a small team, you know, core team of three people. And depending on the project sizes that we get, we also go ahead and hire the freelancers. But essentially, that's basically what I do. And since the past couple of years, I think I started this about 2 years back, or maybe two and a half years back. And since the past two and a half years, we've consistently been revamping our services. And, you know, at first we were basically like any other marketing and media agency. We would do social media marketing, content creation. That means video ad shooting, graphic designing, content writing, you know, all of these. We had like 8 to 10 different services. And then slowly and steadily, as we saw what services were actually giving us the results that we wanted to see with our clients' businesses, we were going ahead and removing most of the services and keeping the only ones that were, number one, giving the most results to our clients, and number two, allowing us to really get that much of benefit from it. Because at the end of the day, the more the clients benefit, the more our benefit. So essentially, we've consistently been revamping. So I'll tell you from the start of it. This was two and a half years back when we just started. We had about 8 services. Okay, this included content writing, graphic designing, you know, or social media management. That was one hectic, really, really, really painful service that we had to do for clients. And we got some really, I wouldn't say bad clients, because they were obviously when we were starting out. So I'm really grateful that they trusted us. But at the same point in time, it wasn't the type of clients that I was really looking forward to working with. So, you know, that was a bit of a learning point. Then we also did website designing, website development, all of that type of stuff. We did so many different things that it was like, and it was only 3 people at the time. You know, it wasn't just like we had like huge teams and everything to handle that type of workload. Okay, we had 3 people and we all had to be skilled at 1 or 2 or 3 of these services that we're actually going ahead and selling. You know, so at the end of the day, what would happen is we would find ourselves confused because we're doing so many things and our focus wasn't aligned. It wasn't on this one strict thing. And that means that the results was also divided by the number of channels we had to put our focus in. So we had 8 different services and our focus and our results were literally divided between those 8 different services. And because our focus wasn't aligned, our results weren't that great. And, you know, overall, it wasn't that good of an experience to our clients. And obviously, this was when we were just starting out. But I still can't make starting out an excuse for not giving that efficient results to clients. You know, so then what we had done is we had done a revamping. Okay, instead of 8 services, I think we had brought it down to 5 or 6 different services. We had removed social media management. We had removed content writing. We had removed one more other service that unfortunately I can't remember that much about, but we had included another service, which is personal branding, which I still feel like is a great, great service. And I would still really love to, you know, after a couple of months or maybe even years, if we revamp again, I'd love to include that again, because we got to work with some really good clients. Obviously the retainers weren't that much, because we were just starting out and we wanted to work with a lot of good personal brands. But you know, just the connections and the content that we were doing and the impact that we were seeing with the engagement increases, it was insane. You know, truly, it was just insane. So, you know, that was one service that I was really happy about. And this, we did this revamp and it stayed for about probably minimum 9-10 months or so, a little bit less than a year. And this revamp, this was like version 2.0. Okay, 2.0 was like unbelievable because we actually stayed on to it for a very, very, very long time. Okay, and then we did revamp 3.0, which was a very mini one. Okay, it was done in, I think, May or something. We had done it for about 2.5 to 3 months. Yeah, so what had happened is that we were doing those services and everything, and then suddenly it just wasn't aligning. You know, it just wasn't aligning with our long-term goals and with our clients' goals and everything. And we wanted to shift it up. So what we had done is we had found out a way, because I'm a geek for systems and processes and making a system out of everything. You know, making efficiency the most important metric. You know, even more than revenue, efficiency has to be the most important metric. You know, that's something that I really believe in and that I really geek out about. And what had happened is that there was this one service that I really wanted to do that I felt would be highly, highly impactful for our clients' businesses. And, you know, obviously a service that's really very highly impactful towards a client's business for scale, it means that we can charge a higher price or a higher retainer or a higher fee for it. You know, so it was majorly like a win-win situation. So what we had done is we had tried a test group of 5 clients. These are like my favorite clients, to be very honest. I was going to say prestigious, but to be very honest, it's just about like personal favorites, you know. So 5 of my personal favorites clients, and what we had done is we had gone through and we had implemented these certain systems on the back end of their processes. You know, that means team building, communication, project delivery, all of these types of systems to make sure that it's streamlined and lean and efficient. You know, because at the end of the day, even if we could increase revenue by an extra 10%, you know, just by improving the back end and the processes to streamline the, you know, project delivery and service delivery or product delivery or whatever it may be, it would be a huge, huge, huge monetary amount in benefits, you know, obviously in the long term, but still it would be a huge amount. And I was thinking that maybe if we could do this, it would be highly, highly, highly impactful. So we started doing this and we got huge, huge, huge successes in terms of client testimonials and their reviews and all of that. But at the end of the day, it was taking about 3 to 4 weeks to actually implement these systems, which would really be time sucking and a wastage of time and energy for the teams. And I want to reduce this to a week max. Okay, if I could reduce it to 2 to 3 days, it would be great. But essentially, I wanted to reduce it to max a week. So then I could go in, build a system with the core team within a week and done. I would be done with it. And, you know, that system would be there for at least 1 to 2 to 3 years. Okay, and then we could go ahead and revamp that system. And essentially what we were doing is it was working. But the thing is that it was really draining. You know, it was really, 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 really draining. And we couldn't really see the benefit out of it for us personally. Like the fees was great. Retainers were great. Potential was great. Like the product market fit, it was validated. You know, the offer was great. It was working. But the thing is that the satisfaction wasn't there for us personally, because it was too draining. It required too much of time, too much of energy, and too much of focus at that one single time where we were just getting drained every single day of that single week. Okay, and it was just too much to bear. So what we had done is, this was, I think, last month or so, or a bit over a month back. Okay, we did a last revamp. Again, this last revamp, or like not last, obviously, but the latest revamp, okay, which is basically 4.0, where we removed the systems build. Okay, we kept it as a backend for our existing clients. So for our existing clients, we do these other services that include PR, that include getting, you know, verification, news articles, all of that type of stuff. It includes these systems building operations. It includes social media management and content creation. It comes only to clients who come through our core services that we actually want to give. And if we feel like these other additional services could actually give them some impact, then we'll go ahead and upsell them that. That's the whole idea behind it. Again, it's working really well for now personally. You know, later on, I might change it up. The whole goal is to keep revamping our services, and I'll get to why we're doing that in probably 2 minutes or something. But essentially, this latest revamp, what we did was we included a thing which is achieve product market fit validation, which is the most key thing, in my opinion, before actually going ahead and setting up the marketing systems and, you know, running ads and putting in that money and everything like that. It's to know whether the product is actually sellable, you know, to make sure that people actually want your product or service. That's the main key. Okay. And it's not just a yes or no question. Okay. It's not just a yes or no answer that you can get to that question. It's more like, okay, if they don't want to buy your product or service, why is that? What could you improve? Is it something you can have to improve, or do you have to just cut that product off and switch to another one, pivot to another one? You know, it's the reasons why we've got to really know what the market really wants. And that's something that is really, really, really fun. Personally speaking, I geek out about that as well. You know, it's more into the business foundations and everything like that, but it's something I geek out about a hell lot. It's all about surveying people, seeing the results, sampling, all of that type of stuff. And it's like, it's really, really, really fun to know exactly what the market wants, when the market wants that, and then just develop it and give it to them. It's like really simple business, to be very honest, because that's how you get results. Okay, if your product doesn't fit the market's needs or the market's problems, if it doesn't solve the market's problems, it's not going to sell. You know, everyone knows that. But at the end of the day, if you can find out what's the problem that they're facing, when are they actually facing that problem, and how much that problem is actually costing them, it becomes so much more easier to get results, because then you know exactly what to provide to them, how to provide it to them, what to charge for it, and how to make sure that you get good number of revenues and profits to actually keep up the distribution going on. You know, so that's a very simple formula, and I think it's been really, really, really fun, because it's more into the startup foundations of it, you know, and it's really fun to get that data, to be very honest. It's the whole reason why I'm in this whole marketing sector, because, you know, the data is just extensive, because I get to see data from some of the most applicable and great companies out there, and some of the most fun industries out there. And it's really extensive data. And it's really, it's sometimes, I'll admit, sometimes it might get a bit annoying. But, you know, when you see the data, you really get to know what people want, how they're behaving. And it's just insane how we can actually go ahead and use that data to actually influence human behavior. And that one line, what I just said, that's why we keep doing what we're doing. But, you know, we're getting off the topic. You know, when I'm recording these podcasts, we usually do go ahead and get off topic. That's how I talk. Basically, I start from one topic, go to the another, and go to another, and keep going on from there on. But, you know, getting to the point, I just explained a bit about, you know, all the previous revamps that we've had. And now I want to tell you a bit about what's our strategy behind these revamps. Now, there's one pro and there's one con behind these revamps, okay, that I really personally believe in. Okay, there might be hundreds out there. Okay, you might be able to search the internet for it, but there's one pro and one con that I really believe in for this whole thing about continuously revamping. Number one, we don't revamp our problem statement. We don't revamp a solution towards companies. Our solution is to make sure that we scale up a company to its truest potential so that it can reach its customers and clients with its problem-solving product or service. You know, that's the end goal over there. We don't want to revamp that. But how we actually get that result, that's what we keep revamping. Okay, so at first it started with social media management, content writing, graphic designing, all of that type of stuff. Then the second revamp, it went to personal branding. Then the next revamp, it went to systems building. Now it's come to achieving product market fit validation. You know, apart from that, there have been other services, but they've stayed congruent and stayed the same during the past two and a half years. And that's been social media marketing, which basically means Facebook and Google ads that we run. It's been funnels, landing pages, all of that type of stuff as well. So that's been congruent and stayed the same since the past two and a half years. It's only been a few services that we've constantly shifted and tweaked here and there. And the reason for that is because we need to keep testing. Okay, keep testing depending on the market conditions and depending on the client's business as well. We need to keep testing exactly which service is going to get us a better result, a more efficient result. It could be cost efficient or time efficient or whatever it may be. It needs to get us a better, a more efficient result than the previous service. Okay, and obviously there have been certain services that we've changed and then has become far worse for us. You know, not going to lie, it has happened that way. But the thing is that it gives us that data. You know, our core services is always going to be paid traffic, which is Facebook ads and Google ads. That's our core services. That's never going to change. Hopefully never going to change. But at the same point in time, there are certain services that we need to keep changing year and year and year again. Again, what happens is when we keep changing, we get data. We get data. We get to use that data to make sure that number one, our client gets better results. And if our client gets better results, number two, we get better results. And it's just that simple. That's why we've been constantly revamping. Now, notice one thing over here. We don't revamp our problem statement. We don't revamp a solution. We revamp our services, our vehicles to getting our clients and customers that particular form of result. Okay. At the end of the day, our result is to scale up that company. Okay. So we are not revamping our result. We are just revamping the vehicle that gets our clients to that particular result, that gets us that particular result. Okay, that's the only thing. And the way we actually pivot, we keep pivoting only because, you know, there are going to be certain changes. Something might not work, something might work, and we need to keep testing to get that data and use that data then to actually get the more efficient results, as I explained before. But, you know, that's just a simple rundown on why exactly we're continuously revamping. And the thing is that I'm not sure if in this video, if you're seeing this 6 months later, 1 year later, 10 years later, I'm not really sure. But the thing is that we might have changed our services. Okay, we might have changed paid traffic, social media marketing also as a service. You know, Facebook or Google, Facebook might have gone down or something like that. But the thing is that I know for a certain fact that we will never revamp our result. You know, we will never revamp that. We will consistently and constantly revamp our services, our products, our vehicles to actually getting our clients that particular form of result. But we will never revamp that result. And that's something that I'm confident about. So, you know, you might be able to see this video 6 months down the line, 1 year down the line, 10 years down the line. And you might think that, you know what, Scales is not actually going ahead and doing the services that I'm talking about today in this video in 2020. You know, but that's completely fine because the result will constantly be the same. And that's what I wanted to mention in this video, why we're continuously doing that. It might be able to help your business, whether you're selling a product business, a service business, whatever you're doing, you're selling products or services, whatever it may be, you're selling a problem-solving product, okay, a problem-solving solution. And at the end of the day, you've got to understand that you can keep revamping your products or services, but the solution to the problem that they're facing, the result that you're getting for your customers and clients, it needs to stay the same. Otherwise, it's going to have a lot of confusion in the end. And that confusion is just going to, it's not going to get you the most efficient results. Confusion never gets you the most efficient results. You know, it's just general knowledge, that part. But yeah, I hope that makes sense. I hope you found some value from this video or podcast, wherever you're consuming this piece of content from. And yeah, I hope to see you in the next one.